Governor Jerry Brown is considering legislation that would ban concealed carrying of handguns in school zones. Since the state legislature sent the bill to his desk, there's been a spate of gun violence. Just in the last week, in Oregon, a mass shooting at Umpqua Community College left 10 dead, including the gunman himself. This increase in gun violence is also affecting Bay Area residents, with two Oakland shootings in the past week.
The murder at a mural has devastated a community of Bay Area artists.
27-year-old artist Antonio Ramos was shot to death while working outdoors on his latest mural. And then there's the death of Jasveer Singh, known for driving his ice cream van. Singh was shot inside his vehicle. Just this year, Oakland has witnessed a marked increase in homicides. The governor will decide on the handgun bill and a slew of others by next week. Just today, he signed the controversial Right to Die bill, which gives terminally ill patients the right to end their lives. There's a lot of talk right now on how to keep people safe in the streets and how to keep students safe in their schools. Well, how do we maintain safety in our prisons? For those entering for the first time, how do you transition from the everyday world to what can be a violent and chaotic environment inside? That's the subject of today's story from the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
Reporter Greg Eskridge introduces us to some men who will take us on their journey of survival through their first day of incarceration.
Jesse Reed has a clear memory of his first day at San Quentin.
I was writing my grandmother. As I'm writing, I can hear the gunman tell the guy up on the fifth tier, take it down a tier. Take it down a tier.
It was 1985, and Reed was 23 years old. He says when he first arrived, he didn't fear fear exactly, more or less a sense of uneasiness, just not knowing what to expect.
And the next thing I know, I heard a gunshot go off. The Mini 14 went off. And I said, take it down a tier. And as I'm writing, I'm thinking, what have I got myself into?
With the correctional sergeant recently killed, officers were on high alert. So anything a convict did was enough to get a shot fired at him.
That incident stunned me. I was like, wow. They shoot people for not walking down a tier. You know what I mean? I'm thinking he shot the guy. I didn't know he just fired a warning shot. Now the fear set in. Okay, I'm in a bad place.
When a prisoner first comes to prison, the first step is to go through R&R, which is receiving and release. This is where every prisoner is fingerprinted, photographed, and officially inducted into the California prison system. They are then considered a new arrival, or what we call a fish, someone who is unable to navigate through the system without help. A fish can be groomed and molded the second he walks through those steel doors. After orientation, where men are given official rules, they become part of the general population. There, they learn the unofficial rules for more seasoned prisoners, also known as OGs. When it comes to survival, the unofficial rules are the only ones that matter. Reed talks about the advice he was given.
This guy, I don't know what his real name was, but he called himself Hardcore Woodruff. And that advice he gave me was, as long as you mind your own business, you see and you don't see, he said, don't get involved in no gangs. Stay away from homosexuals, and don't get involved in no gambling debts. He said, if you do those four things, you'll be able to make it through your time smooth with no problems.
Mark A. Davidson definitely didn't know the rules when he came to prison in 1978.
I'll tell you, my stomach was butterflies, you know. I had hair halfway down my back, you know, Santa Barbara boy. And it was quite intimidating, to say the least.
We've all walked into a room and felt like all eyes were on us. Now imagine being 19 years old and the room you walked into is a maximum security prison.
I walked in and closed the door behind me and an immediate silence in the room. Immediate. You could hear a pin drop. 200 pairs of eyes turned to me, and all of a sudden you heard this. And I was like, holy crap.
The first thing a prisoner looks to do when they come to prison is fit in. They segregate themselves based on race, and regardless of who you are, everyone who enters prison is approached by another prisoner of their own race. They'll ask you where you're from. The answer to this question will not only determine who you hang out with, but who you cell up with or share a cell with.
And within a few minutes, a white dude come up to me and he goes, hey, homie, where are you from? And I said, Santa Barbara, you know? And he's like, all right, Southern Cal, all right. He left and he came back and he said, yeah, well, you'll be celling up with this boy here, you know?
Prison is a small world where everyone knows everyone in their business. The uncertainty of this situation is a challenge. On one hand, you don't trust anyone, yet you have to in order to fit in. Davidson says he felt stuck in the middle.
Even when I was in with the dudes and thinking that I was one of them or protected, there was still that doubt that I didn't fit in. I had no tattoos. I didn't know anybody. There was nobody from Santa Barbara that I could relate to.
Robin Ginn, like Davidson, also took his first steps in prison in the 1970s. He was 19.
I entered a war zone.
In that era, prison was an extremely violent place for a teenager surrounded by grown men. So it was a must for Ginn to remain vigilant on his first day.
You know, I numbed out, internally numbed out, emotionally. You know, the fear was there, but the fear was also part of my defense mechanism to keep me alert, to keep me aware. It's primal and primitive, but you know, it's like, will it eat me or am I gonna eat it, right? I mean, that kind of reptilian thinking.
Prison can be a scary place, and not knowing what to expect can be unnerving. With no prior experience of prison, all one has to go on is a story seen on television or read about in books. Coming into a violent world began to take a toll on Ginn, causing him to become extremely guarded.
You don't know what the next 5 minutes is gonna be like. I mean, once you're in the cell, you're listening. Your senses are relatively heightened, so you listen to everything. Every sound has some kind of meaning. Every voice, accent, all of the things you're monitoring, you're registering.
Trying to process all of this information in one day is stressful, frustrating, and quite overwhelming. Again, Mark Davidson.
Psychologically, it was troubling. You learn not to trust anybody, you know, except your immediate homies, you know, because everybody's out for their own. So that was something I had to wrap my head around, that it was a predatory world and you could easily be victimized and very fast.
No matter how long that first day feels, it's still only one day. And eventually, it comes to an end. Davidson reflects on how he felt at the end of his day.
It was like I had ran a marathon or swam. It was like no other exhaustion I had ever felt. As exhausted as I was physically and mentally, I still couldn't close my eyes for a long, long time until I heard that guy down below in the bunk below me start to snore. And then I was able to kind of cry myself to sleep in a way, you know.
My own first day in prison was like no other day I've ever experienced. It was a day filled with anxiety, fear, and a need to be accepted. At the end of the day, I felt relieved that I had made it through safely and was accepted by my peers. But after that day was over, I still had to figure out what I was going to do for the rest of my 65-year sentence. Whether one came to prison in the 1970s, 80s, or when I came in the 90s, the first day of prison is a day every prisoner will experience, and a day we all will remember. From SQPR, I'm Greg Eskridge.